check. Check, 1, 2. Check, check. He said, yeah. Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, the Love Gun episode. It's going to be a romance, a romance and bullshit related episode. And why not kick it off with a little kiss? As in kiss my ass with these politicians. All my friends at St. Pius 10th and Delco, members of the Kiss Army, this goes out to you. I know there's a lot more members of the Kiss Army out there. Fifth grade, Sister Francine said. I don't know what the hell this Kiss Army is, but you guys better cut the crap with this satanic Kiss Army, or you're going to be marched over to confession. And that's exactly what they did with a group of us. Kiss Army, take these guys to confession. Now, Love Gun. And all the other Kiss tunes. We don't play enough Kiss on here, right? But the theme of this show is they can kiss our ass, trying to tell us what to do, how to live, etc. We used to sing that tune and many others in my basement, the basement of other folks, out at Darby Creek and elsewhere, as you know, I can't even mention some of this stuff because this is a family show, for fuck's sake, and there's little kids listening about some of the escapades that started as early as fifth grade. But you got to be ready. If you're, you know, once a member of the KISS Army, you're always a member of the KISS Army. You got to be ready anytime to be able to...
You can't forget me, baby.
Get back into it here.
Don't try to lie. You'll never leave me, mama. So don't try. I'll be a gambler, baby. Lay down a bet. We'll get together, mama. You'll sweat.
No place for you, you gotta be ready. You got to be ready to throw some Paul Stanley down. I swear, the lyrics are so bad. You musicians out there, young musicians, don't ever let anybody tell you that your lyrics are sophomoric or childish because these guys made millions of dollars singing to fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. Now we find out today that a lot of the politicians have been acting like fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. They're just playing grab ass, literally. But we'll get into that, and we will analyze it properly. You won't get caught up in the hype and the spin of the insanity. Of course, a lot of this plays into what I've been saying for a while. You can't even talk about Dr. Love in a minute. The New York governor and some other things going on. There's a lot of other things going on. Let's mosey into this thing. What are we doing? It's coming at me fast and furious tonight. There's a lot of stuff the Young Bucks have done. There's a lot of things breaking. There's a lot of things I want to get to. And a little calling Dr. Love from KISS. We're going to have some fun too. Fuck it. We got to have some fun out here because if not, if you do not take this tongue-in-cheek sometimes and sarcastically, you will go down the tubes. A bag of nerves, etc. I will say briefly that this takes you back to a different time. Some of the folks that are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. Hard to argue against it right now that those were better days. When KISS was singing to pre-pubescent grade schoolers like myself and our crew. A simpler time. I'd say arguably a better time, but I don't think there's any argument whatsoever. Much more freedom as a kid. And we'll just keep on rocking and rolling. I mean, trying to show and try to teach the younger bucks what freedom is all about, what America is all about, being able to do what you want, you know, within reason. You can't rob a bank unless you work for the government. Unless you're in the White House or a corporation, then you can rob whatever you want. This country used to be a special place, and it has a special place in many of our hearts, but it's not the same place. And we have to try to get back to basics, no matter what. Because if you're going to leave some folks behind here, your legacy, sons, daughters, grandsons, nieces and nephews, you know, our ancestors humped for us and broke their ass for us. So who says you get a free ride? Who says? Oh, the media told you you're going to be rich and famous and live in a big house and drive fancy cars and not have to work for a living. Is that what the media has been telling you? Oh, yeah, that's reality. They lulled you to sleep, folks. They lulled you to sleep. And it's way past the time to get off your ass and get busy. And that's what we're going to do right here. Now, we haven't talked about... I talk about St. Pius and Delco and growing up. I immediately think of our friend, Mr. Austin Beltrani, who we've talked about many times. A 14-year-old, now he was 13-year-old when he was electrocuted. He's a son of a grade school classmate of mine. And early high school classmate of mine before I was ejected, unceremoniously ejected from Cardinal O'Hara. I had to be sent away to school. And a football teammate of mine and a baseball, we played in the same baseball league, etc. His son was electrocuted, burned over 75% of his body, and he was only supposed to live a day or two. This is not an appropriate song for this. We will play an appropriate song. How about the theme from The Greatest American Hero? I like this song, and Austin Beltrani certainly has earned his hero status stripes. I mean, you talk about a kid who's not supposed to live a day or two, and he's on going on 80 days. Let's get an update on him. He's down in Philly in the hospital, and he made some strides today, and I want to share that with you. If I can pull it up. I mean, there's so many fucking tabs open here. Give me 3 seconds, please. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Okay. Big day for Austin today because he had his first bath, per se. He was taken into a hydrotherapy room and washed for the first time. He's been cleansed by hand and cleansed up, but this was a full body bath, removing dead skin and everything else. This guy's had like over 20 surgeries or something in the OR. I mean, it's incredible. This guy is a fucking fighter, man. Whew. He also had some other good things cleansed that will go unnamed. Well, I mean, you got to take care of business. So he was feeling really good today. Body feels better. It's working better. He slept a ton because they had him sedated for this. And he woke up and he ate a decent meal. He then got to take a ride around his floor in a wheelchair for only the second time. He also got to visit from his uncle today, another classmate of ours. For the first time, so that added some joy to his day. He has now seen his grandparents. His grandfather coached us in football coming up and hit us from the police from time to time. It makes our hearts so happy for him to have days like this, so he is reminded that he can and will make it to the next step. It becomes a reality and not a hope or a dream. Another day with little setbacks, but remember there are still things like, well, moving that are excruciatingly painful for him. So it's a good day, but not completely all rainbows and butterflies. We continue to be grateful for the positives now are outweighing the negatives. Prayers for tomorrow to be another good day. But we're all for that. So, what's the deal with this guy, if you're new here? Well, the deal is he was playing around some train tracks like we all have. At least, our crew, we lived on train tracks and creeks and cricks, however you want to say. All over the place, places we weren't supposed to be. Well, he got touched a third rail and voila, instant problems, instant trouble, instant... Very unforgiving mistake, obviously. He's lost both of his hands, partial arms from elbow down. He's lost his left foot. He's lost part of his left leg from not knee all the way down, but part of his left leg. It's just one thing after another. So he continues to fight, and if you're out there and you say, hey, you know what? I don't like the way things are going in my life. And I feel like sitting down and quitting. Well, you get a kid scrapping his ass off. just to survive, that's got to be you too. You got to go into that mode. Sometimes things are bleak ahead and we don't know what's coming at us. Well, guess what? That's life. But you got to stay in the game and you got to fight if you want to prosper and survive. And sometimes you got to go rope-a-dope. I had to do it for, I don't know, man. I was fighting the feds. I don't know. It was like almost a fucking decade, man. I was covering up and doing a rope-a-dope and in the corner. Just covering up while these guys are beating my ass. Saying, I'll have my day. I believe I will have my day. And that's all you can do. So that's good stuff for Austin. And good news. And we'll continue to pray for him. And I'm going to be sharing a picture with him for the folks on pain.tv. That's our new platform. Put a picture up of him tonight or tomorrow with the story, etc. Good looking kid, man. Picture in the hospital, he's a little banged up, but he looks good. And it melts your heart, this kind of story. I mean, if you got kids and you got grandkids, well, consider yourself fortunate. No matter what the challenges they have, this guy has really got it. Really got challenges, as you can imagine. Now, let's move around a little bit before we stick and move tonight. I haven't really looked at the news, but the boys, the Young Bucks, who put together Pain.tv for us, have told me, and we all know about Cuomo and what the news is saying, what everybody online is saying, but what really is going on there? Well, we've touched on this previously on this show, you know that. So we'll get more into that. As we touch on his stories, there's no reason to jump into it right now. What I do want to talk about, though, is we talk about deception and how can you trust your government, etc. Well, it's time for a history lesson, kids. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Now, I'm recording this here a little bit at the tail end of August 3rd at 12. Well, by the time I get rolling here, it's going to be August 4th. And I thought of something right before I taped this. I said, August 4th, why does that sound familiar? Aha! Yes, besides it being my first girlfriend's birthday, which you never forget. Because you forget it once and you don't forget it again. It's burned into your head. Funny how you remember these things, right? Don't tell my wife I said that. I'm kidding. We've been together 35 years. I think she can handle the puppy love phase of my teen years. The Gulf of Tonkin incident. Gulf of Tonkin, T-O-N-K-I-N. Was it August 4th? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Now let's talk about the government telling you the truth. Your government telling you the truth. Let's go back to the 60s, 1964, right after JFK was assassinated and Lyndon B. Johnson took over the reins of the Oval Office. We have to talk about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Now relax. We'll get to the point. This isn't some boring fucking... This is some boring class in college or high school where the dude puts you to sleep. This all wraps into exactly what we're seeing today and experiencing. It's just that many folks out there haven't learned from history. Now I have. I remember this. I remember studying this. So let's talk. Let's turn down the music here and get serious. The professor is in town. Well, one of the good patrons on Pain.tv asked for a little run through the jungle, Creedence Clearwater Revival. So it seems very apropos. We're going to be talking about Vietnam here in the next couple minutes. So we'll play Run Through the Jungle, and we're about to take a run through the the menagerie of your crooked government. Folks think that's just started? Yeah, okay. It just started. This has been going on quite a long time, folks. I can't win tonight, man. I'm overwhelmed with all this stuff. I'm kidding. I'm in complete control, damn it. I can't be stopped. It's really something to talk about, stretching back, and it gives you a great example of what the hell is going on in this country, and it's not good. Apply this through the filter of COVID-19 and your scamdemic. The Gulf of Tonkin. You get to it, Payne, for fuck's sake. Everybody's in a big fucking rush all the time, aren't they? Yeah, that's why you keep fucking up. Because you don't understand and you don't study and you don't learn from history. Because you're in a big fucking rush to get your goddamn packages in 2 fucking hours. Bunch of fucking cement heads. All right. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, also known as the USS Maddox incident, was an international confrontation that led to the United States engaging in the Vietnam War. Kind of a big deal. That's August 4th, 64. Or was it? It involved both a proven confrontation on August 2nd, 1964, and a second claimed confrontation on August 4th, 1964, between ships of North Vietnam and the United States in the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. The original American report blamed North Vietnam for both incidents, but further investigation suggested that the dismissal by Department of State and other government personnel of legitimate concerns regarding the veracity of the second incident was used to justify an escalation by the U.S. to the state of war against North Vietnam. Sound familiar? Don't worry, only 58,000 young soldiers died in Vietnam. The average age of a Vietnam soldier, by the way. Take a guess. I'll wait. Fifty-8,000 Americans died. Kind of a big deal. The Gulf of Tonkin on August 4th. Now let's go a little bit into this. On August 2nd, 64, the USS Maddox, a destroyer, while performing a signals intelligence patrol of the DeSoto operation, was claimed to have been approached by 3 North Vietnamese Navy torpedo boats on 135th Torpedo Squadron. The North Vietnamese boats attacked with torpedoes and machine gun fire. 1 U.S. aircraft was damaged, 3 North Vietnamese torpedo boats were damaged, and 4 North Vietnamese sailors were killed, with 6 more wounded. There were no U.S. casualties. Maddox was unscathed except for a single bullet hole in the Vietnamese machine gun round. I think I should say from a Vietnamese machine gun round, but we're rolling. The National Security Agency, your friends, originally claimed that another sea battle, the second Gulf of Tonkin incident, occurred on August 4th, 1964. That was the battle that escalated and got the United States involved in the Vietnamese War, the Vietnam War. But instead, evidence was found of Tonkin ghosts, false radar images, and not actual North Vietnamese torpedo boats. In the 2003 documentary, The Fog of War, the former United States Secretary of Defense, Robert S. McNamara, admitted he was the Secretary of Defense, both for Kennedy and then stayed on for Johnson, admitted that the August 2nd USS Maddox attack happened with no Defense Department response. But the August 4th Gulf of Tonkin attack never happened. They fabricated it. The same government who's telling you what to do and what to put in your body. They fabricated the incident that committed the United States to the Vietnam War. and sealed the fate, basically, of 58,000 young men, young Americans. Snatched. Their youth snatched in a fucking jungle. Okay? So you're still going to listen to these guys, right? They're telling you the truth. The government's going to protect you. In 1995, McNamara met with former Vietnam People's Army General Vo Nguyen Giep to ask what happened on August 4th, 1964 in the second Gulf of Tonkin incident. Absolutely nothing, Giep quipped. Giep claimed the attack had been imaginary, and it was. The outcome of these two incidents was the passage by the U.S. Congress of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which granted U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson the authority to assist Southeast Asian country whose government was considered to be jeopardized by communist aggression. The old communist aggression. They're still playing that card, right? The resolution served as Johnson's legal justification for deploying U.S. conventional forces and the commencement of open warfare against North Vietnam. In 2005, National Security Agency internal documents were declassified and concluded that the USS Maddox had engaged the North Vietnamese Navy on August 2nd, but there was no North Vietnamese naval vessels present during the reported incident on August 4th. They made it up. They fabricate. They lie. They obfuscate. They use the media. They use the media. GLAD co-conspirators. It sells papers. You go all the way back to William Randolph Hearst, who fabricated a war. Did the same exact thing. Hearst did the same exact thing on behalf of the government. Made it seem like, U.S. ships were attacked and they started a fucking war. I can't go into that, right? Because we're going into this. You can put that into your favorite search engine and check that out. This is a playbook, okay? This is a playbook. And what you're experiencing now is just more the playbook. And everything you see and hear today, including things about Cuomo, part of the playbook. It's all a playbook. You understand? This is your government. This is the anniversary of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the second Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened. It never fucking happened. 58,000 people dead. It's just young dudes, families ripped apart. Let's not even talk about the Vietnam vets who came back and were treated like rag dolls and baby killers and everything else. That turned out to be a bunch of bullshit too. It's just the lives these people ruin. You think they care about you? You think they give a shit if you kill teenagers? Happily? For what? For what? It's just, so that that date rings in my head. Of course, when you pay attention in high school, you learn these things. And when you have a fantastic teacher, you learn these things. And, I had one of the best, Coach McGlynn, my government teacher and U.S. history teacher, at St. Francis Prep. And, he didn't miss a beat. I'll tell you that. We'll play a little Politician from Cream, because this is what we're dealing with. Now, I'm a little raspy today, so I'm a little B. Arthur. And let me tell you guys, give me another carton of Paul Malls, you bastard. A little raspy today because we've been talking a lot here in meetings and kicking ass on this new platform, Pain.tv. So check us out there. It's fucking on fire. It's a social media platform mixed with a news platform. They're both separate. You can zip back and forth. But the social media platform is off and running, and it's really literally now it's for smart people. If you're stupid, don't come.